I wish it were simpler than this. As a Spanish learner and a Spanish teacher, I wish that quedar meant to stay or to remain like we're taught, or at least that it meant to stay, to remain, or to be left. I wish that was it, but that's not it. Believing that quedar meant to stay, to remain, or to be left, and that was that, left me confused about half the time I saw quedar used in real life. And that's a lot, because quedar is the 24th most common verb in all of Spanish, according to the list I use. Are you experiencing the same thing? Did you learn that quedar means to stay, to remain, or to be left, but are now constantly confused by its use when you see it in real life? Have you seen quedar translated as to go, or to fall, or to be, and been like, what? How? That's why I'm making this video. It wasn't too long ago that I was in the same boat you're in, but once I figured out the 7 most common ways that quedar is used, quedar rarely confused me again. Does that sound nice? Well, come along then. In this video, I'm gonna show you the 7 most common uses of quedar. Hola, soy Jordan, and this is a Spanish quickie. Fast, easy Spanish lessons from somebody who speaks your language. Before we get started, if you're short for time, the first 4 uses are the most important. The first 4 uses are how quedar is used 80% of the time, on average. Also, there are ways that quedar is used beyond how I'm gonna show you here today. In this video, I'm showing you the 7 most common uses, because 95% of the time that you see quedar in real life, it'll be used in one of these 7 ways. One more thing, I'm presenting a somewhat complicated topic here in the simplest way possible. Please remember, these are the 7 most common uses of quedar at their absolute simplest. Anything more would necessitate a much longer, more complicated video. When this video is over though, you will be able to get the gist of how quedar is used in real life 95% of the time. I say just the gist because I don't want to mislead you. Quedar is one of the most complicated verbs in Spanish. It's commonly translated in dozens of different ways. To go beyond just the gist, to fully understand how quedar is used and how it's translated in every sentence, you'd have to look at a lot of real-life examples. More on how to do exactly that later in this video. For now, just remember, these are the 7 most common uses of quedar at their absolute simplest. Oh, and download the chart I made for you, like right now. Maybe pause the video until you have it. That chart will help you keep these 7 uses straight while you're watching this video and forevermore. Link is below or in the description. Okay, the first use of quedar. When quedar is used reflexively, it often, but not nearly always, means to stay or to remain, or anything that means the same thing. For example, me quedé en España por 2 semanas. The super literal translation of this would be, I kept myself in Spain for 2 weeks. In everyday English, though, we'd say, I stayed in Spain for 2 weeks, or I remained in Spain for 2 weeks. So, in this sentence, reflexive quedar is translated as stayed or remained, from to stay and to remain, respectively. You with me? That's the simple version of how this first use of quedar works. Often, reflexive quedar means to stay or to remain, or anything that means the same thing. In real life, though, even when reflexive quedar means to stay or to remain, it'll often be translated with different words that all mean to stay or to remain in some way, like to keep. Reflexive quedar is often translated as to keep, because when we stay or remain with a physical thing, we keep that thing. Or to continue, reflexive quedar can also be translated as to continue, because when we stay or remain doing an action, we continue doing that action. Like I said before though, we don't have time in this video to get into all the different translations of reflexive quedar. But in the quedar mini course, my latest premium course, course, free if you're a lifetime member, we do have time. I'll have more information on the Kedar mini course at the end of this video, but so I don't have to keep repeating myself, the same thing goes for all the other uses of Kedar. In this video, we're looking at these 7 uses at their absolute simplest. If you want to go beyond just the gist though, check out the Kedar mini course where you'll see tons of real life examples of each use. Simpler examples, trickier examples, lots of examples. There's a link to the Kedar mini course below this video or in the description, and I'll mention it one more time at the end of this video. Here we go with the second use of Kedar. When Kedar is used not reflexively, it often, but not nearly always, means to be left or to remain, or anything that means the same thing. For example, imagine for a second that I made cookies, and all the cookies have been eaten except for 2. In this situation, I could say, quedan dos galletas. You'll see quedan used like this all the time. Before we get to the translation though, it's important you notice something. This sentence is out of order. The subject of this sentence is dos galletas, but dos galletas is after the verb. This happens a lot in Spanish. They put the subject after the verb. To better show you what's going on here, let's rewrite this sentence with the subject before the verb. Let's rewrite quedan dos galletas as dos galletas quedan. Much better. Both these sentences mean the same thing, but now it's easier to see what's going on. In English, these sentences could be translated as 2 cookies are left or 2 cookies remain. Do you see how in this sentence, quedan is translated as are left or remain from to be left and to remain respectively? That's the simple version of how this second use of quedar works. Not reflexive quedar often means to be left or to remain, or anything that means the same thing. Before we move on to the third use of quedar, let's go to this very important public service announcement. We have now talked about 2 different kinds of remain in this video. Reflexive quedar can mean to stay or to remain, and not reflexive quedar can mean to be left or to remain. That's 2 different remains. So, when we want to say to remain in Spanish, how are we supposed to know when to use reflexive quedar and when to use not reflexive quedar? The answer is context. The context will usually make it quite clear. What's going on is, to remain can mean to continue, or it can mean to be left over or to be left behind. Well, when it makes more sense to replace remain with to continue, use reflexive quedar. And when it makes more sense to replace remain with to be left over or to be left behind, use not reflexive quedar. With our examples, I remained in Spain for 2 weeks. This means I continued in Spain for 2 weeks more than it means I was left behind in Spain for 2 weeks. That's why reflexive quedar was used for this. Me quedé en España por 2 semanas. But then, 2 cookies remain. This means 2 cookies are left over more than it means 2 cookies continue. That's why not reflexive quedar was used for this. Quedan 2 galletas or 2 galletas quedan. What I'm saying is, the context usually makes it quite clear when to use reflexive quedar for remain, and when to use not reflexive quedar for remain. You're ready for crazy? Let's talk about the third use of quedar. Once you're aware of this use, you're gonna see and hear it all over the place, which makes it all the more surprising that nobody ever told me about this third use of quedar. I just bumbled along for nearly 20 years, understanding but not truly understanding. When reflexive quedar is followed by an adjective, usually a past participle, it often, but not nearly always, tells us that a transformation has occurred and basically means to become. Its specific translation, though, totally depends on the context. Its translation changes from situation to situation. For example, let's say we're reading a book and Jimmy was doing stuff around the house for a while before getting into bed. Then we read this sentence, Jimmy se quedó dormido. Do you see how it's reflexive quedar followed by an adjective? The word dormido is a past participle serving as an adjective here. It means asleep. We know from the context that Jimmy wasn't sleeping previously, he had just gotten into bed. So, reflexive quedar doesn't mean to stay or to remain asleep. In this context, reflexive quedar tells us that a transformation has occurred. In this sentence, reflexive quedar basically means to become. So, this basically means Jimmy became asleep. But in everyday English, we'd say Jimmy fell asleep. Do you see how reflexive quedar is translated as became or fell from to become and to fall, respectively? This doesn't mean you can use reflexive quedar as to fall in every situation. You can't use quedar to talk about falling off a ladder. Reflexive quedar only means to fall when talking about a transformation and only in certain contexts. Yeah? Have you heard of transformation verbs before? Reflexive quedar is a transformation verb, just like the reflexive versions of hacer, boner, and volver are transformation verbs, and there are others. Let's look at another example quickly to give you a better feel for this transformation.